Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:47, 13 before 8, Tommy Tucker talking to and welcoming in Dr. Alex Biu, Assistant Secretary of Health for the Louisiana Department of Health's Office of Public Health. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. So the governor yesterday says we're going to stay in phase two at least until August the 28th, but said that maybe there's some good news as well in that. So can you maybe tell us why we're going to be in phase two for three more weeks, but what is the good news, or at least some positive news?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to be in phase two for three more weeks because we still just have a ton of COVID circulating around the state. As we said yesterday, we estimate probably about 50,000 active cases that we're aware of throughout the state. And that's more than we've had at really any other point in the epidemic. But there is reason to be hopeful, and that's that over the last week, we have seen a slowing down of new cases. We're hoping that turns into an actual decrease in daily new cases, especially as we go into next week. And importantly, because we've all been watching hospitals really closely, we're starting to see some reduction in hospitalized patients. And our hospitals were at capacity, so it's really important that we continue to see that trend hold. So it's essentially the message is what we're doing appears to be working, but we need to keep doing it for longer, or else we'll go right back to where we were.
I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here or anything, Dr. Biu, but you know, if you read between the lines, and I know each region, each area is different, but the New York Radio City Music Hall canceled the Rockettes' Christmas show, which is kind of like an iconic thing, right? And they've decided now that there's no way they're going to be able to do that. I guess, what is it that gives you hope that come August 23rd, we would be able to advance to phase three, not just what the parameters are, but that we would actually get there?
Well, I mean, I think we have to look at what's going on at that time. And I think what we're saying is that at that time, we're going to look at the data. We're not saying that is an immediate move to phase three. But, you know, we need to continually look at the data from our standpoint. The governor needs to periodically look at the data to update his emergency proclamations. He can't make an emergency proclamation that stands for more than 30 days. So he already has a set timeline where he needs to keep reevaluating, do we need to be in this position? So I think what we're more so saying is we need to see, right now we think there's no indication that we should change anything. And we need to see what the situation on the ground is 3 weeks from now.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I
your
guess
basic
the
question,
other...
should you be pessimistic? I'll say, you know, we got out of a really bad pinch back in April with people staying at home when that was the order. And it looks like people are actually doing what we're asking this time as well. It looks like, you know, by and large, people are wearing masks. Businesses are you know, requiring it, both of their employees and patrons. And certainly there are rare people who aren't, and that's making a lot of headlines. But the vast majority appear to be doing what's needed to slow down the spread, and we're starting to see that in our numbers. We're hopeful that'll continue.
Thank you, sir. Let me squeeze in a quick break here. We'll be back with Dr. Alex Biu, Assistant Secretary of Health for Louisiana Department of Health's Office of Public Health. And when we come back, Doctor, I guess sometimes we tend to think in terms of flipping a light switch on and off, or maybe even going from phase two to phase three. But I don't think it's going to be that clean cut. And perhaps on the 28th, what would have to change, even say for bars to open up or those kind of things? If you have a question, why don't you text it in on our mortgage financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker back in a flash right now, 751, 9 before 8. That's time for traffic on WWL. 57, 3 till 8. Precious minutes left with Dr. Alex B., U. Assistant Secretary of Health for Louisiana Department of Health's Office in Public Health. I'm going to skip ahead here, Doc, with the limited time that we have. George Washington University, using a tool they developed, said that Louisiana needs more than 12,000 contact tracers if we're going to do the job effectively. Yesterday, I think it was a big bump in the numbers from test results. It went back to May, if I got that right. Do we have a handle on timeliness of test results coming in? And if not, are we just spitting in the wind trying to do any contact tracing?
Yeah, so we do have a handle on most of the test results coming back in. I mean, I think what you saw yesterday was us bringing in a big lab that hadn't been able to effectively report to us before. Those patients knew their status, but we didn't have their lab data in the state. But, you know, by and large, there were 30,000 test results and over 1,800 tests that came, or cases that were reported to us as normal. And we reach out to those folks. And our contact tracers, we've now got nearly 800 contact tracers that are calling folks every day and reaching out to them. And the big thing is people just need to be, you know, having that conversation with the contact tracers and really trying to give them the information that's needed for us to identify who might have been exposed so we can tell those people to quarantine and protect the rest of us.
One thing that people have problem with, and I'm not talking about the business part of it or the political part of it here, but just the science part of it, in terms of you can't go to a bar, but you can go to a casino where they serve drinks. The difference there scientifically, I guess, and the rationale between the two, Doc?
Well, you know, to be clear, bars within casinos should also be shut. What is my understanding is that at a casino, you can still have somebody bring you a drink, or, you know, in the restaurants that casinos have, just like restaurants across the state, you can have a drink while eating. The difference is, you know, what's your reason for being there? And if you're, you know, sitting in a casino spaced out and somebody's bringing you a drink, that doesn't present the same risk as going to a bar where really the purpose is to come together. Loud music means people get their heads close together. People are yelling to try to be heard. And because you're sipping a drink all night, you're usually not wearing a mask. All of that is a recipe for disaster when it comes to spreading COVID.
Thank you, Doc. To be clear, when you say spaced out, you mean social distancing, right?
Well, yeah, physically distanced 6 feet or more.
No, I'm just kidding. Not spaced out as in, you know, out of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Dr. Alex.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.